Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Here's the podcast for Connecting Faith. Enjoy the conversation.
Real conversations about how we live out our faith every day. Welcome to Connecting Faith.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. Glad to be a part of your day, whatever that might bring. And of course, we never know what a day will bring. And my guest today, you're going to relate to, I think, her story and realize that we don't know what a day may bring and how life can be turned completely upside down, and also get into some important conversation about forgiveness and healing, because that is part of this. I'm excited to welcome to the program Linda Barrick, who's author of Miracle for Jen and the Total Bliss Bible Study. She's an inspirational speaker and co-founder with her husband of the international ministry Hope Out Loud. And we're going to ask her to tell a little bit about that, but she leads a weekly Bible study with over 500 women in Lynchburg, Virginia, where she lives with her husband Andy and their children Jennifer and Joshua. She has told her story. Her and her daughter Jen have been on a number of national, international TV shows sharing their story, and there's a wonderful new book that we're going to reference today called Beauty Marks, Healing Your Wounded Heart, How to Turn Your Scars and Pain into Victorious Marks of Beauty. Linda, so glad to have you with us here in Connecting Faith.
Thank you. Thank you. Glad to be here.
I'm going to ask you maybe just tell a little bit about the ministry Hope Out Loud, because you probably have to tell a bit of the backstory for us to understand what you're talking about, Hope Out Loud. So give us the reality of what happened November of 2006.
Okay. Well, November 5th, 2006, my family was coming home from church, and my daughter Jen was 15, and she had just sang in her first choir concert, and we were going to have a party at our house, and we had our whole family there. We probably had about over 20 people that were headed to our house for a party, and less than a mile from our home, we were hit by a drunk driver, and he was going 80 miles an hour with his lights off at 8:30 at night on a Sunday night. And in 1 second, our life changed forever. And I know many people listening can relate. We all have things that happen that changes our life. And all four of our family members, my husband, Andy, my son Josh, and my daughter Jen, we were all in a van together. And the drunk driver hit us so hard that he dropped the engine out of his truck and went over top of our van. And we were all injured and scattered to four different hospitals within hours of each other. And my daughter Jen was the worst injured, and she was a Glasgow scale of 3 at the car wreck, and dead people are a 3, and no one thought she would live through the night. And she suffered a global traumatic brain injury. And part of, you know, God has burst, He's really birthed our Hope Out Loud ministry out of pain and out of tragedy. It wasn't something we ever planned to do, but our daughter Jen was in a coma for 5 weeks, and as she started to emerge from this coma, she couldn't really talk to us. We couldn't understand her. She didn't know she was hurt. She didn't know who we were. But she started talking to God, and it was the only time we could understand her, and she was just praising Him and saying, Lord, You're so good. You're so faithful. There aren't words to describe You. And she was having this two-way conversation with the Lord, and really her mind and her body was so broken. She couldn't sit up. She couldn't follow a verbal command, but yet the Holy Spirit was alive and perfect inside of her, and she could quote. We would read scripture to calm her because she was in pain, and she could quote out loud all the verses she had hidden in her heart. And we'd play praise music in her room, again, to calm her from the pain, and she could sing all 22 songs on the Wow Worship CD. And that's really where the name Hope Out Loud came from. God was giving us Hope Out Loud through Jen. She wasn't anxious or worried. She was just talking to Jesus and praising Him, and she wasn't even aware that she was hurt. And really, it was a couple years where she wasn't even aware that she was hurt. And she just continually would pray out loud and talk to Jesus. And even to this day when we travel and speak as a family all over the country, when she prays, she's not injured at all. And God just gives her the words in the moment. And it's like she can preach a whole sermon in her prayer. It's just powerful. Everyone's crying because they just feel the presence and the power of God. And it's been a long journey, and yet God has been faithful, and he's taught us so many lessons. And one of the things as a mom, you know, I struggle because it's hard to watch your child be in pain, and you don't want them to suffer and go through hard times. And my daughter has that childlike faith, and she just says, "Mom, you know, your problem is your brain gets in the way, and you think too much, and you need to let go and trust God." And so she truly shows us every day what it's like to trust God.
And maybe just before we go on, I mean, you're in all recovering at the various stages, right? But Jen,
yes.
You know, is she still dealing with the after effects of the traumatic brain injuries?
She is. So for a while, there were three of us in wheelchairs. My son, Josh, was the least injured, and so it was horrific. It took an army of God's people to help us and care for us, and it's now been almost 11 years, and Jennifer still struggles with her short-term memory. It comes and goes, and so if you say to her, "What did you do yesterday?" she'll say, "Oh, I had a great day," but she needs a cue to kind of help her open the file, and her vision was greatly impaired, and for a while, she was completely blind. And she couldn't even see us. And yet, again, God made himself so real to her. And there's one story in the hospital that changed my life forever. And Jennifer was moaning in pain and thrashing. She was in a wheelchair, and it was Christmas. So we started to sing Silent Night to calm her down. And I'm in my wheelchair, and my friend Pam is pushing Jen. And as we're singing Silent Night, Jennifer stops kicking Pam. And she doesn't really have control of her legs or her arms, but she stops thrashing, and she starts singing Silent Night. And she's looking up to the left, and she's just glowing. And at the end, she says, "Amen." And I just looked at her and I said, "Jennifer, do you see Jesus?" And she said, "Yes. Don't you see him? He is standing right beside me." And that moment in time changed my life forever, because Jennifer was completely blind from her brain injury. She could not look at me and know I was her mom. And yet somehow Jesus made himself so real to her. And she loves to talk about how Jesus is her escort. And for anyone listening, if you know Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're never alone. Isaiah 41:13 says, "For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says, 'Do not fear, I will help you.'" And so truly, we have been clinging on to Jesus just one step at a time for the past 11 years. And the amazing thing is, just this past year, Jennifer started reading again, and she actually just read her story, Miracle for Jen, for the first time, and she cried and laughed. You know, there are a lot of things she didn't know about her story, and it took her about 3 months, but she did it. So we're just encouraged that God delights in doing the impossible, and he can still heal us. And that's really one of the reasons I wrote the Beauty Marks book, is as we see Jennifer healing physically a little more each day, God can do that in all of our hearts. We're all broken and wounded in different ways, but God can heal us more. He can give us joy. He can give us peace, even in the midst of trauma. God is real, and he is there.
In the moments ahead, we'll hear more from Linda as she shares more of the story. And this book is about turning scars into marks of victory. And that's a challenging process, but we'll find out that there's healing for your wounded heart. Beauty Marks is the name of the book. Linda Barrick is my guest. Stay tuned for more on the Beauty Marks with Linda Barrick. You're listening to Connecting Faith. We've connected with Linda Barrick today. She's telling the story of their family's sudden turned upside down world because of a drunk driver and the ongoing recovery, but the miracle of her daughter Jen's ability to see the Lord working even when she couldn't really understand much of anything else. And Linda's written about that in her book, Miracle for Jen. She's also written a new book just out called Beauty Marks, Healing Your Wounded Heart. And the book, Linda, is about turning scars into marks of victory. And that seemed like such a challenging process for so. I mean, obviously you have lived through it and still, you know, bear scars, your whole family does. But how does that process begin?
Right. Well, I think at first we just start to say why. You know, Lord, why? You could have stopped it. You could have prevented it. Why me? And that's okay, because God is not afraid of our hard questions. But eventually you have to turn it into what, because you can't change. You can't change what happened. And then you have to start saying, okay, Lord, what do you want me to do with this? And we found as a family that when we reached out and helped others, that's when the healing began. When we look for how can we give hope to others, or how could I share Jesus with someone else who's hurting? Our pain often puts us face to face with someone else who's in pain, and it gives us a right to share our story and to share the hope of Jesus and the only reason that we're making it. And so often, I think for me, I was trying to cover up the pain and act fine when I wasn't fine. And eventually, you know, that just doesn't work. You explode or you have an anxiety attack. But we have to really bring our wounds to the light to allow God to begin to heal all those broken places. And Beauty Marks takes you on a journey of healing through the words of Jesus on the cross and his resurrection words. God just showed me this really unique process of healing. And in my darkest moments, the one thing that would give me comfort was just how Jesus suffered for me. He suffered and died for me. And we think, when you think of what Jesus was doing on the cross, he was saying, my God, why have you forsaken me? And he's giving us permission to ask God our hard questions. But then he's saying, Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. And even while Jesus is on the cross, they keep killing him. They don't change their bad behavior. And so I believe Jesus is teaching us by example that the sooner we forgive, the better for us. So often we hold on to that bitterness and we think we're hurting the other person, when really it's like a toxin and it's only hurting us. And for us, we had so many layers of forgiveness. The drunk driver there was a policeman that had pulled him over. He had hit another vehicle first, and the policeman didn't handcuff him and didn't take his keys. It was just a mistake, but it could have so easily been avoided. And so, you know, there's just so many different people to forgive. And maybe if you're listening today, you've been hurt by someone you trust, or a family member, or a friend, and that can be so painful. And one thing God showed me is, I love, my daughter Jen often says, we have to take the person off our hook and put them on God's hook so we're free for God to use us. And about 5 years ago, we met the drunk driver's sister. And ever since that day, we just hugged her and wept with her. And she loves Jesus. And ever since that day, my daughter Jen started praying for the drunk driver that God would heal him more. He was much like a vegetable. And Jen just started praying that God would heal him, and that he'd be able to know Christ as his Lord and Savior if he didn't already. And she wrote a letter telling him that she forgives him and that she prays for him every day. And it's hard to stay bitter at someone when you pray for them. One of the things we found in writing the Beauty Marks book, I did a lot of focus groups, and people that still felt so much pain from people that have hurt them, if they could somehow have empathy or feel sorry for the person, realizing that that person who hurt them was more wounded than they are. And if that person doesn't know Jesus, you know, they could at least pray for their salvation. And it doesn't change the pain, but it just helps you when you can pray for the person.
Well, that's the, I guess, such a challenge, isn't it, to have an eternal perspective on our suffering and pain. That we just, you know, pain is pain, and it's hard. And as you said, there's almost nothing worse than seeing your family suffer. So how do you work through some of that, the right kind of perspective?
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing that's really changed for our family, we loved the Lord before the wreck. We were very involved in church, but we were not personally leading people to Jesus. And now that our daughter has this brain injury, she's completely uninhibited, and she shares Jesus everywhere she goes, in the grocery store, at the Y, I mean, just everywhere around town. And it's given us a platform to speak in churches and schools, community groups, and we have seen thousands of people accept Christ as their Lord and Savior because Jen's still injured, and yet she praises God. And a few years ago, she was diagnosed with thyroid cancer because of all the CT scans on her head. And again, I'm just angry at God, and I'm questioning why. And Jen said, well, if I have to have cancer, I'm going to share Jesus with every nurse and every doctor, and I'm going to hand out my prayer books. And just this last year, we met a lady in Charlottesville at a church where we spoke, and she had no hair and a baseball cap, and she came up, and she had Jen's old prayer book, and she said, Jen, one of the nurses saved this prayer book for me at the UVA Cancer Center, and I've been praying your prayers for 2 years, and I accepted Jesus. And that's how our pain can have a purpose beyond ourselves, when we can change someone else's destiny forever. And, you know, that lady passed away a few months ago, and I was so sad because I said, oh, we thought she was healed from her cancer. And my daughter Jen said immediately, well, Mom, she is healed. She's in heaven. And we now have a friend in heaven for all of eternity. And so when we can, just asking God for that divine appointment to share the gospel, to share the love of Jesus with someone who's desperate, who's hurting, it doesn't take our pain away, but it gives us an eternal perspective, because this life is temporary. One day we'll be in heaven for all of eternity with no pain and no suffering. And there's a whole lot more. If you go to hopeoutloud.com, you can sign up for free videos. We have 6 Beauty Marks videos, and actually at the end of each one, we were in Israel last year, and my daughter Jen is praying healing over whoever watches it, from the Garden of Gethsemane and from the empty tomb and the Sea of Galilee. They're just powerful videos, and they're available free at hopeoutloud.com.
You know, you're talking about pain with purpose. You were, you know, coming home from church and you're just a drunk driver. I mean, it seems totally random, without purpose. Help us more understand how you work through some of those, finding purpose in those, in the pain.
Well, I think right now people are hurting, they're scared, they're afraid, and now is the best time to start sharing Jesus with people, but also, you know, saying, how can I pray for you? One thing that God has showed us, instead of just saying, I'm going to pray for you, actually pray a prayer, text a prayer, email a prayer to your loved ones who are hurting or struggling and living in these places, to just show them the power of prayer, and also just to think of ways we can really praise God, because He is all powerful, He is sovereign, to not let ourselves just get so anxious and so worried. But people are worried about their future, and so what better time to share Jesus with them? And at a time when our country seems so divided in so many ways, tragedy pulls you together. You're praying for people, you're encouraging each other, you're helping each other, one thing when I watched in Vegas, just how people were saving each other's lives and pulling them into their cars. I mean, so in the midst of tragedy, all those things that don't matter fall away. And what's really important is, do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Your family's important. Your loved ones are important. And all those other petty things don't matter anymore.
You, Jen, helped you understand the difference between fix me and use me. Just say a bit about that.
Yes. So when she first came home from the hospital and she had so much pain, and we would get around her bed, and as a family, our son Josh and my husband Andy would rub Jen's feet for an hour so she could go to sleep because she had so much pain, and we were begging God to heal her. And I would beg him to heal new pathways in her brain, and she had so many problems. She would scream in the shower. It felt like needles hitting her body. She couldn't eat. She doesn't know she's hurt. And in the midst of us begging God to heal her, she opened her mouth one night and she said, "Lord, did I meet all your expectations today? Did I fulfill everything you had for me to do today?" And I just wept because I had never prayed a prayer like that. My prayers were all, "Lord, help me, fix me, make life comfortable," you know. But Jen was just saying, instead of, "Lord, fix me," she was saying, "Lord, use me." And that changes our whole perspective. God can use us just as we are. It doesn't matter how broken we feel on the outside. We're all broken in different ways. We have hurts and wounds. We have broken hearts, maybe broken homes, broken dreams. And yet, if we know Jesus as our Lord and Savior, His Holy Spirit is alive and perfect inside of us. And it doesn't matter how broken we are, in our weakness, He is strong. And we see that every day in our daughter, how God has divine appointments for her, people for her to give hope and share Jesus with. And the same for each one of us. If you just ask God to use you and to give you a divine appointment, He will. And that's how He turns our wounds into beauty marks.
Linda Barrick, my guest today, we're talking beauty marks, healing your wounded heart. Powerful story yet to come. Linda Barrick with us on Connecting Faith. One second, Linda Barrick's life changed forever when a drunk driver slammed into her family's van, nearly killing her daughter and leaving Linda, her husband, and their son critically injured. But in this new book, Beauty Marks, she draws on her remarkable story of healing to lead us on a journey of emotional, physical, and spiritual restoration. And in fact, Linda, the book, Beauty Marks, takes us to the cross. I mean, it really, yes. this would be a wonderful devotional for Holy Week.
Yes. It has a 6-week study guide in the back, and it's just great for small groups. Already, people are emailing God's healing marriages and breaking down walls and addictions, and it's just amazing because it is all based on the power and the Word of God, and anyways, we're just excited. We're excited about what God's doing. And even a lot of moms are buying it, and then their daughters are reading it in a day or two. And I'm amazed how these young girls are hurting at such young ages. They've been wounded by someone. And, you know, so often when we go through something painful, the enemy feeds us with lies and doubts, and we start to wonder, does God love me? And I just want you to know that if you've gone through something painful, it doesn't mean that God doesn't love you. He loves you so much, and he's going to carry you one step at a time. And I believe with all my heart, God uses us in greater ways because of everything that we go through. He never wastes a tear or a trial. And really, the real enemy is Satan. It's not the person who hurt you, but it's Satan. He wants to destroy us and paralyze us with fear, and he wants to bring up our past. And I love, I wish you could meet my daughter Jen, but her stories are woven all through the book. But she just says, Satan, you are under my feet, and the only power you have over me, Satan, is the lies I choose to believe. And so we don't have to fall into those traps, because God is all-powerful, and the victory is greater than the suffering, and God will use us in greater ways. And one thing we've learned over and over watching our daughter suffer with the brain injury is, when everything else was so broken, the Holy Spirit was alive inside of her. And when we're broken, it can be overwhelming, and we can run to all these self-addictions and things to self-medicate. It's just what we do. But we want that quick fix. But if we can strengthen the power of the Holy Spirit that's already strong inside of us as believers. And one thing that happened when our daughter came home from the hospital, she was so injured, we couldn't hardly have a conversation with her. We couldn't get her to get out of bed. The only way we could get her to do things would be to quote scripture, to tap into the spiritual side of her that wasn't injured. And so we would quote scripture to get her out of bed, like, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Or we would sing praise songs just so she could drive in the car because she got so dizzy. And we started calling it the four P's. And again, we didn't have a plan, but we did these all day long. It was the only way to connect with our daughter. And we would pray out loud, praise songs out loud, and the promises of God's word out loud. And there's just power when you pray God's promises. You know you're praying his will, and he answers. And for instance, we would just say, the Lord has not given me a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. And when you pray that, you know God's going to answer. You know it's his will. It's scripture, and it's powerful. And then it hit me one day, our daughter Jen never says a negative out loud. She only says positive. She turns everything into a positive. And one day I just said, Jen, you know, what is that? Because my mind automatically goes to those negative thoughts. And in the book, we call them the ants, but the negative thoughts that you automatically have right away. But she just said, Mom, Satan is the feeder of negative, but God is the feeder of positive. And when we allow ourselves to think negative, we give Satan that foothold, and it really ruins our destiny, because God can do anything. And so I love her childlike faith, and there's definitely just some stories woven through the Beauty Marks book of Jen's childlike faith and how we can turn our negative thoughts into positive, and really that God is the creator of the universe, and we can trust him, we can hold on to him. And again, there's free videos you can download at hopeoutloud.com on our website. You can sign up for the free Beauty Marks videos, and they actually go along with the study guide in the back of the book. And so it's great for small groups, great to do with a friend. God's using it already to heal wounded hearts in ways we never dreamed possible, in teenagers, in women, in men. It's just amazing what God's doing.
You know, as you talked about the four P's, prayer, promise, praise, and positivity. And, I just reading more about hearing Jen's story and how she responds, I mean, that is, seems like that has to be God's spirit, right? Because as you say, we're in our fallen world, we're prone to negativity so quickly. So just say more about that. This isn't just thinking good thoughts, but this is really building on scripture, isn't it?
Right. It's really, you're just saturating your mind, you know, with scripture. I have to write scripture on sticky notes. I love sticky notes. And for a long time, I had them just in my car. I still have them on my bathroom mirror just to get up in the morning because I was in so much pain myself and my whole left side was crushed and I'm in a wheelchair. And I would have to just remind myself of the promises of God's word that he will not leave me or forsake me and that he is faithful and that I can trust him. And, you know, I do believe that our daughter Jen was in God's presence in a way that most of us won't get to experience on this earth, but she got a glimpse of the glory of God, and she doesn't have the cares of this world that we have, and she's not worried about the things that we worry about, and it just truly pulls us out of the pit every day. And so many times, you know, we'll say, Jen, we want your faith, or we want, you know, we want your joy. And she'll say, it's available to you. Just tap into it. You know, you have the power of God living inside of you too. And so for all of us, we can tap into that power every day. And one thing Jen does, she wakes up and she, because of her brain injury, she doesn't know what day it is or what year it is. She rolls immediately out of bed and lands on her knees. And she just says, Lord, I don't want to miss one plan you have for me today. And that's something we can all do. You know, what if we started our day by saying, Lord, I don't want to miss one plan you have. And then what if we ended our day by saying, Lord, did I meet all your expectations today? Did I fulfill everything you had for me to do today? That would change our life. That's a game changer. It changes everything because it's all about him instead of all about us.
Linda, does it ever get maybe you feel yourself getting frustrated? Go, you know, you just say, Jen, we all want your faith, but when you're in pain, someone else's faith, we can't always absorb that ourselves. You deal with frustration sometimes.
Absolutely.
Say, how can she be so up?
Absolutely. Yes, because she's so joyful, and yet she's not as aware, too, of all of her problems. And, yes, there was a long time when my faith statement was just, this life is just a dot. And I would say it over and over again in my wheelchair. And I still have physical pain to this day. My husband has pain. My husband, Andy, has now had prostate cancer, and Jen's had the thyroid cancer. So we've been on a long journey. And there's times when, you know, you just think, oh, I've already been through something hard. I won't have to go through something else that's so traumatic. But I would just say over and over, this life is just a dot. And that's how I would get through the day, and meaning that, you know, this life on this earth, is, you know, if we live 80, 90 years, that's just a dot compared to living for all eternity in heaven where there's no pain and no suffering. And then a lot of days I'd say it's just a half a dot. And Jen started calling me polka dot. It was one of her first short-term memories. She started calling me polka dot. But it is. Life is hard. And so we have a choice every day. Are we going to run to Jesus? Are we going to run away from him? Are we going to be bitter? And, you know, a lot of times we have to forgive God. We don't like to talk about that. And the Bible doesn't say we have to forgive God, but the truth is we blame God. And that's okay. It's okay to wrestle out all those questions with the Lord. He already knows our thoughts. He already knows we're mad at him. He already knows we're angry. And it's okay to wrestle out our faith with the Lord. And if God allows us to go through something hard, he knows that our faith is going to come out stronger on the other side, and he's praying for us. He's going to carry us, but it doesn't make it easy. It is a choice moment by moment to forgive, moment by moment to cling on to Jesus, moment by moment to quote the scripture out loud instead of, you know, grabbing those other addictions and things that we often run to self-medicate our pain. And yet God is faithful. He's faithful one day, one step at a time, and there's no way we'd make it without him.
Let's take a quick little break and come back and talk more with Linda Barrick in just a moment, talking about her new book, Beauty Marks, Healing Your Wounded Heart. It is a powerful accounting of how God comes to us in the midst of our suffering. He suffers alongside us, learning some powerful lessons from Jesus on the cross. In this wonderful book, Beauty Marks, we have some copies to give away. Be honored to make sure that your name is in the drawing for that and that you get a copy of this great resource. You can also go to hopeoutloud.com and find information about the study guide there and other resources. Linda Barrick, author of Miracle for Jen and the Total Bliss Bible Study, inspirational speaker, co-founder of their husband of the ministry Hope Out Loud, talking beauty marks today, and there's more coming up. But Go Fish there, and their kind of fun version of God is so big, so mighty. No, that song was actually, there was a time you recount in the book where you were singing that song to Jen and maybe being embarrassed by it or something.
Yes, yes. Well, there were many nights, too, when I would wake up in fear and could not go back to sleep, and God would just bring to my mind some of those childhood songs, and I would sing them at night just for peace and comfort, and I would often sing, "My God is so big, so strong, and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do." And another song that would come to my mind, you know, when life just stops and you feel like you can't breathe and you can't make it through the next moment, I would just sing "Jesus Loves Me" over and over again to Jen. And as she was trying to wake up from her coma, and we didn't know if she would wake up, I would just sing it over her hundreds of times a day. And I'll never forget the one day when she started mouthing "Jesus Loves Me" on the third word. And I just got so excited because I knew my daughter was in there, you know, that she was in there somewhere, and she was trying to sing "Jesus Loves Me." And in our darkest moments, sometimes we need to be reminded that Jesus does love us and that he hasn't left us or forsaken us and that he's with us.
You know, I'm just thinking as you've, you know, told your story and you recount it so well in the book, Beauty Marks It, as well as Miracle for Jen, that this is not a quick fix.
No.
You talk about that. You know, our tendency is to want to fix first, but you talk about we need to be strengthened first. That how do we have the strength for the long haul?
Right. Well, you really just strengthening your relationship with Jesus. And I really believe, and Beauty Marks talks a lot about shame. And I think shame is Satan's fingerprint that we all struggle with in different ways. And you know, guilt is feeling sorry about something bad that you did, maybe a bad behavior or a bad choice that you made, but shame is feeling bad about who you are. And God never wants us to feel bad about who we are. That is never from the Lord. And one thing we've found as we travel and speak all over the country is so many, especially women, we just feel like we're unworthy and we're useless, or God can't use us anymore. Maybe we're too broken to be used. And I'm sure men feel that way too in different ways when they struggle with being the protector, the provider of their home. But one of the statements that Jesus made on the cross that has become so powerful to me, when Jesus said, "It is finished," in Greek it was tetelestai, and it means paid in full. And that is the great exchange. It's all of me for all of Jesus. So it's way more than, I mean, yes, Jesus paid for my sins, but he did way more than that. Not only did he pay for my sins and cover them, he also added to me his righteousness. And so often as Christians, we walk around in defeat and we just feel like we don't realize who we are in Christ, that we have the righteousness of Jesus. And now when God looks at us, he doesn't look at us and see broken. He sees us clothed with the robe of his son's righteousness. And so, you know, so often we don't act like we're children of the king when we are. We have so much. And there's a story in the Beauty Marks book, I think, that helps it just a word picture. If we had a huge debt that we owed and we went to pay off, you know, our huge credit card debt, it would be like going to pay the debt and the debt is already paid. But not only is it already paid, we've had millions of extra dollars added on to our account. That's what Jesus does for us. When he said it is finished, it was the great exchange. And we forget that. We forget who we are in Christ. And there's so many things like that in the book that just have these light bulb moments to encourage you, and that Jesus' last words were not on the cross, they were his resurrection words. And those words empower us to go out and make a difference in the world and to go make a beauty mark on the world. And truly, that was the cry of my daughter Jen's heart. In all her journals, she was begging God for boldness, begging God to make her different so that she could make a difference in the world. So instead of looking at ourselves as and our weaknesses, realizing that in our weakness, God is so strong, and he's going to enable us to do things we never dreamed possible.
Can't recommend the book enough. It's so powerful, and the story, of course, is just so compelling. And Linda, we're just honored to get to know you, and thank you for sharing your journey, your struggles, and for wearing those beauty marks. And giving God the glory through it all.
Yeah, thank you.
Beauty Marks is the name of the book. Healing Your Wounded Heart. Linda Barrick is a co-founder with her husband of the ministry Hope Out Loud. And I encourage you to go to hopeoutloud.com for more on that. And Linda, blessings to you. And pray for Jen and your whole family that there would be continued recovery and effective ministry in the days come, as long as you're the dot on this earth. We're thinking about you. Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.
Jesus loves me, this I know. It's a little chorus that Linda Barrick sang to her daughter Jen in the midst of their long road of recovery. Johnny Tata knows about the long road of recovery. In fact, she has been in a wheelchair for 50 years this year. And her team at Johnny and Friends have put together a new study Bible called Beyond Suffering. And the subtitle is called Where Struggles Seem Endless. I had a chance to talk with Johnny about that feeling when the struggles seem endless.
Well, you know, it's so funny, Neil, because the other day I was reading 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10, where Peter says, after you've suffered a little while, the God of all grace will himself restore and confirm, strengthen, and establish you. And I read those words, suffered a little while. And I tell you, looking back over 50 years, I really have to say I'm amazed that it feels like only a little while. I mean, maybe it's God who does that when we finally learn to trust him. And now, even as I look back, I cannot really recall the horror of it all, the despair and the mind-numbing depression. I guess that's because when we learn how to trust God, he pushes into the background all those terrible times of anguish, and he brings forward just the highlights, just the moments of hope, just those moments and seasons of peace and growth. That's what we end up remembering. And so even though 50 years is, in fact, a very long time, the Bible calls it only a little while. And what else is also fun, Neil, is thinking that it's a very little while until I graduate to heaven. My goodness, I'm in my late 60s now, and I don't know how many more years the Lord Jesus will give me. Hopefully, years of good health and strength and stamina that I can continue to do the kinds of things I so enjoy doing at Johnny and Friends, helping other people with disabilities. But no matter how long it is, I just want to stay faithful. I want God to confirm, strengthen, and establish me in whatever he's up to in my life.
You mentioned 1 Peter 5:10. I'm wondering, are there verses or passages of Scripture that maybe resonate more with you today than they did 30, 40, or 50 years ago, that you see them differently now?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Neil. I'm thinking of a verse that I often rehearse to myself from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 to 18. It says, therefore, we do not lose heart. Our listeners will love this one. For though outwardly we are wasting away, inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary afflictions, oh my goodness, you mean my quadriplegia is light and momentary? Well, the Bible says our light and momentary afflictions are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. That's what makes it seem light and momentary. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen, the scriptures go on, because what is seen is only temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. And Neil, you mentioned the Beyond Suffering Bible. You mentioned, you know, disabilities and Johnny and Friends. I want to squeeze every single ounce of ministry effort that I possibly can out of this quadriplegic body to increase my eternal estate, to make certain that eternal glory that awaits me will be rich and full and deep, and that it will be as joyful as I can possibly help make it through my investments down here on earth. And I would encourage all our listeners to do the same. You know, no matter what their trials, problems, pressures, distresses, maybe it's not quadriplegia, you know, maybe it's not a broken neck, maybe it's a broken home or a broken heart or, you know, any other kind of brokenness in your life. Don't waste your suffering. Oh my goodness, our time down here, as we said, is just a little while, and we are but wisps and fading smokes and a little bit of vapor here today, gone tomorrow. And what we do as Christians down here on earth, it's got this direct bearing on our capacity for joy and worship and service in heaven. I don't want to waste that. So whatever strength God gives me in the wheelchair, I want to make certain I use it. And like Rumpelstiltskin, turn it into something gold for eternity.
You know, Johnny, I was thinking that when you speak and the radio broadcast, you're cheery, you're positive, you're encouraging. I'm wondering, do people maybe react to you sometime when they speak, say, you know, that can't be the real you because, you know, you just sound too up?
Well, I must tell you that my smile is hard fought for. It's not made out of Colgate. It's not pasted on. It is really hard fought for every morning. And I've shared this with our listeners before. I wake up every morning, and it is so hard. I'm in such pain. And the girls who get me up, they've got to really stretch me, exercise my limbs, give me a bed bath, do my toileting routines, strap on my binder and my corset, get me dressed, sit me up in a wheelchair. And I tell you, Neil, day after day after day, 50 years of that routine, that'll wear you out. And that'll get you discouraged. Plus, there are all kinds of different encroachments now that I'm getting older. So when I wake up in the morning, I say, Jesus, I just can't do this one more day. I'm so tired of quadriplegia. I can't do it. But I can do all things through you as you strengthen me. And Neil, as I step into that reality, as I grab that promise and make it my own, he gives joy. And so I've got to fight to stay satisfied in God. I've got to fight to stay happy in him. But it's a good fight. And the Bible says, Paul says, you know, I have fought the good fight. And that's not easy. It's a challenge. But the rewards are out of this world. And I'm so grateful that the smile that I offer to others and to my husband and to my close friends and acquaintances, it's real. But it's real because I also confess it's hard. Yet this is the courage of the Christian life. This is what it means to live the Christian life. Anybody who thinks it's easy has not read the Bible or is imagining their Christian walk. But the genuine Christian walk that grabs hold of joy through every test and trial, that takes a fight. That takes a lot of courage.
As Johnny reminding us, it takes courage to live the Christian life in the midst of suffering. Johnny and friends have put together a wonderful study Bible called Beyond Suffering. And you can hear that full interview, by the way, on our website, as well as the previous conversation I had with Linda Barrick about her new book, Beauty Marks, Healing Your Wounded Heart. Both of those are available by going to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. Go to myfaithradio.com and click on Connecting Faith. And when you're there, why not submit a question for tomorrow's show when we ask the professor? There's an Ask the Professor tab there. You can submit your question, and we'll get to it tomorrow here on Connecting Faith. Thanks for listening to this Connecting Faith podcast. that these conversations are available because of listener support. And you can make a gift right now at myfaithradio.com. To avoid missing future editions of Connecting Faith, you can subscribe to the podcast today at iTunes or your podcast player. And thanks for sharing this audio link with a friend and growing the awareness and impact of Connecting Faith.